With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Senate confirmed Pete Hegseth as the nation's defense secretary in a dramatic late-night vote. More details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Republicans pushed back against questions about Hegseth's qualifications amid allegations of heavy drinking and aggressive behavior. Vice President J.D. Vance is on hand to cast the tie-breaking vote.
On this vote, the yeas are 50 and the nays are 50. The Senate being equally divided, the vice president votes in the affirmative and the nomination is confirmed.
The Republican senators prioritized the former Fox News host and combat veteran's vow to create a warrior culture at the Pentagon. Confirming Hegseth rounds out President Donald Trump's top national security cabinet officials. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, Israeli podcaster Ruthie Bloom says there are mixed feelings in Israel about the ceasefire hostage deal with Hamas.
We're not going to see all the hostages return. Only 33 by the end of a six-week period, and there are 94 still in the tunnels of Gaza.
Bloom says she's concerned about the likely harm that will come from releasing 90 Palestinian terrorists as part of the deal. She was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. President Trump is now heaping some blame on OPEC for the ongoing Ukraine-Russia war. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clarkson.
During a speech to leaders at a global summit, the president said the OPEC Plus alliance of oil-exporting countries has kept the price of oil too high.
If the price came down, the Russia-Ukraine war would end immediately.
Oil sales are the economic engine driving Moscow's economy. The president said he hopes to meet with Russia's Vladimir Putin soon and get that war ended. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Discount store chain Target says it's joining rival Walmart and a number of other prominent American brands in scaling back corporate diversity, equity, and inclusion policies. This is SRN News. A number of prominent companies have scaled back or set aside the diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives that much of corporate America endorsed after the Minneapolis police killing of George Floyd, but many conservatives say it's simply gone too far. Minnesota teachers must affirm the LGBT lifestyle. More on that from Michael Harrington, this report.
Under the state's new standards of effective practice, all educators must, quote, foster an environment that ensures student sexual orientations are historically and socially contextualized, affirmed, and incorporated into the learning environment. Religious freedom groups are sounding an alarm about the new rules, which officially go into effect this summer. Some say those dictates will make it nearly impossible for Christian teachers in Minnesota to keep their jobs.
That is Michael Harrington reporting. The World Watch List, the annual ranking of the worst persecutors on earth, is out with its latest list, and persecution is on the rise in Africa. This is SRN News. Sales of previously occupied U.S. homes fell in 2024 to a nearly 30-year low for a second year in a row. That is due largely, the experts say, because of those ongoing high interest rates that are out there. Rising home prices and a low level of properties on the market also playing a major role. An insurance broker tabulates the cost of last year's natural disasters.
The loss of human life last year was more than 18,000 people across the globe, many due to heat waves and flooding. In terms of dollars, broker Aon PLC calculates economic losses in the U.S. alone at almost $218 billion, more than 85% more than the year before. Worldwide economic losses were tallied at $368 billion, although down 7.3% from 2023, still 14% higher than the annual average going back to 2000.
That is correspondent George Williams. More details at SRNnews.com.